Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We now chat to Lexi Austin, founder of the All Hearts Foundation, which is an animal foundation in need of assistance. Lexi, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're well, thanks, Lexi. Lexi, we believe that you have a wolf and animal sanctuary. You've got quite a menagerie of animals. At present, I believe there's something like 33 wolves, 25 cats, a horse, a sheep, birds, 21 dogs, pigs, ferrets, chickens, as well as surrounding free-roaming wildlife, including monkeys. I'm assuming that, and it's a hard one, being a non-profit organization, you're reliant on the public, and the public themselves are going through a tough time. Are you feeling the knock on?
100%. So we've been faced with some major challenges, obviously, once the worldwide pandemic hit. It was not expected, and we needed to shut down our tours because we do run educational tours. So that's one of our key focuses, is to educate the youth and the public on the exotic trade of animals of all kind and their welfare. So when COVID hit, you know, obviously the tours stopped, then the donations slowed down, and we ended up, you know, getting into a little bit of debt with our landlords. And I'm very, very proud and pleased to say that, you know, along with this beautiful public and our wonderful team, we have managed to pay all of our... We now are on a mission to save our animals' home because we were faced with an eviction due to us, obviously, you know, from shortfalling on rent and all of that. And we lost on two occasions, even when we did the lease to appeal. And now we're sitting with a situation where we possibly have to relocate all of the animals by the 7th of August. So our lawyers are still trying to meet negotiations with the landowners. You know, the struggle is real in that department, and we're trying everything in our power. To date, we've raised over R1 million that we can put towards purchasing the property, and we've had some incredible souls come forward offering to loan the remainder of the money and us to pay them back. So we are working really, really hard, and we don't want to relocate because you are 100% correct with the amount of animals you mentioned there, especially with the surrounding wildlife that depend on us on a day-to-day basis to also keep them safe and look after them. So things have been really, really tough, and we are just working around the clock and hope that we can resolve this matter and stay on the land that our animals call home.
So I noticed that if people don't have money to help you, they can help with other types of items, because you could then use the cost of those items towards the rentals, etc. So we're looking at dog food, cat food, wet dog food, wet cat food, chicken food, lucerne bales, grass bales, all of these things that can help. And we're going to be giving out your details just now. But I first want to find out, how did the organization get started? I see you are a registered NPO, and you start as a wolf sanctuary. I didn't even know we had wolves in South Africa.
So, unfortunately, it's a thing that not many people are aware of, that situation, because there are so many wolves within South Africa that people specifically, they think that they're very similar to dogs. Yeah, they fall under the exotic species list, so there's no legislation to protecting them, and that's something that we're going to work really hard to change one day. Because if we can implement stricter legislation so that general public cannot own these animals, that's where the root of the problem will be rectified first. So we've had a lot of people that surrender wolves, call it 6 months to a year down the line, because they've realized, oh my word, I've now got a wild animal and it's killing the pets and it's stalking the children. And then on another note, we do have a canned wolf trade that is just not spoken about within our country, because everybody will focus on the canned lion hunting trade because it's out there, it's out in the open. But our mission started in 2016 in aid of saving Pack One from the hunting trade. They were destined to be all sold off to hunters for R25,000 a piece for a prime male. And we've obviously got variation between male and females. We have sterilized all of our wolves and animals to date. We do not promote interaction. We do not promote, you know, a lot of things like trade and breed and all of that. Our key focus, as I've said before, is to educate. So, you know, we are there to be a voice for the voiceless and to just stand and explain to people and educate people. You know, you mentioned the ferrets as well. It's also another exotic animal that people tend to get as a pet for their children and give it a couple months and they don't want it anymore because they also have very, very needy requirements. They're not exactly the best smelling little critters. So we've all the problems came to the fact that there are not strict enough legislation protecting the exotic species. And if we say there's really not much of a difference between a wolf and a wild dog, so you wouldn't have a wild dog in the garden, so why would you have a wolf?
No, it's absolutely heartbreaking, the situation. So we see that you do have a PBO number. Exemption certificates are issued for tax purposes. You're a registered MPO, and our listeners can find you at allheartsfoundation.co.za. That is allheartsfoundation@co.za. Lexi, thank you so much for what you're doing for the animals. It really is a sad situation to see NPOs with this knock-on effect as a result of our pending, or I don't even know if we're in the midst of it, recession or depression.
And thank you so much for giving us the time to share our story. We really appreciate it. And thank you to the public and everything. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
That was Lexi Austin, founder of the All Hearts Foundation, an animal sanctuary located in Hartbeespoort that needs everybody's help. You can find out more about them at All Hearts Foundation, one word, allheartsfoundation.co.za.